Chapter 3. Sophia Carlson awoke at dawn on that fateful April morning to a fog so thick it shrouded their farmyard in a soggy gray blanket. She pushed aside the curtain to look out of the loft window for the last time. The barn's familiar silhouette looked smeared and misshapen. Beyond it, their tiny herd of cows had vanished from the pasture as if forest sprites had stolen them. This was the last morning she would ever peer from her dormer window. She would never see this view again. In time, the land's familiar contours would fade from memory, just as Mama's familiar face had. Aileen had told Sophia to dress nicely for traveling. As Sophia stepped into her petticoat and skirt and buttoned up her starched Sunday shirtwaist, she kept hoping that this was just a nightmare, that she wasn't leaving for good. Please, Jesus, let this just be a dream. But it wasn't a dream. Aileen and Kirsten had made up their minds to go to America, and they were making Sophia go with them. Their trunk was packed. Today they were leaving home forever. She wondered what Aileen and Kirsten would do if she decided to dig in her heels and grip the doorposts and refuse to go. Would they drag her away to America by force? But no. Sophia would go with her sisters wherever they went. She had no other family except them. Aileen and Kirsten had been by Sophia's side for as long as she could remember. No matter how frightening her circumstances or how dark the night, she could get through anything if they were beside her. Aileen always seemed to know when Sophia needed her, and she would silently reach for her hand and take it in hers. Aileen's fine, boned hands were no larger than Sophia's, but once they were joined, she felt safe, protected. Bring on the bullies, the barking dogs, the boogeymen in the dark of night. Aileen would take care of her. Sophia's sisters were older and smarter than she was and much more courageous. She wished she were more like them.